Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real good, Corey LaJoy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of the Rob Brown Radio Program is in your ear holes now. Great to have you, Rob Brown, and the great one, Lonzo, with you on a lovely upstate Thursday morning talking little bit of anything, little bit of everything. On the show today, we got golf firing up right now as the PGA Championship taking place at Valhalla Golf Club out in Louisville, Kentucky.
Do they say Valhalla or do they say Valhalla?
It's Kentucky. They say a lot of things weird.
I'm just
wondering.
They say, well, I haven't listened to them talk about, you know, the golf course, so I don't know what the golf people.
I'm gonna go that's a 50-50 split. I say Valhalla.
I'm gonna say it's Valhalla.
But I mean that is how
that's
it
what
is.
That's the golfers snooty people would go with the Valhalla.
Of course the legendary realm of fallen Nordic warriors, which makes perfect sense to call a golf club. It fits. It's a natural fit, you know?
Well, yeah.
Natural fit. So, got a bunch of stuff I want to burn through here because we do have this segment. Then in the next segment, it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club with the great one, Lonzo, where we will spend, I am sure, the entire segment breaking down the X's and O's of this weekend's super heavyweight fight between two of the greatest on planet Earth, Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King, Alexander Usyk, the Ukrainian legend, going at it this weekend in the Middle East, showtime at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
I'm canceling Fight Club today. I got a thing.
All right, next segment, I'm talking Usyk v. Fury. We're probably going to talk about a lot of wrestling because we had Damian Priest in here on Monday. If you missed that, go back to thefanupstate.com, click on the podcast button, drop it down, select the Rob Brown Show, go back to Monday's show. And in hour number two, we got like 40 minutes with the current reigning, defending, undisputed WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
I'm not going to say that there was jealousy in the building, but there might be some jealousy in the building. That's all I'm, yeah, I mean, you know, there might be just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm going to say two things. I'm going to say first and foremost, the second that interview was over, that door got kicked open by a room full of people coming to hang out with the champ.
Well,
and number two,
one of which emailed me and maybe us, I can't remember, asking if they could escort him down the hallway. And I said yes and told them what time to be here.
Stop it.
That would be the shorter one.
Stop it.
Do I have to show you the emails?
No, I believe you. I'm just saying stop.
It's like be here at 5 till. And didn't expect the other person to be there.
No wonder. Yeah. No wonder.
All right. Didn't expect the boss to be at the door. Just go ahead and say that.
Are you kidding me? The boss is the first one I expected.
When the boss is at the door, it's usually not a good thing, but he wanted to come in and meet Damian Priest, which he should have.
You're all welcome. Everyone who works here, you're welcome.
Wow. Like it's all because of you.
Kinda.
Well. Just because you helped the process doesn't mean that it's all because of you.
Kinda.
Well, we're all the benefit of your magnificence. Thank you, Rob.
Take a bow. You're welcome. All right, I do want to get to a bunch of stuff here because we got this, we got Fight Club, then we got half a segment, and then we got what the X is going on the way out the door. So let us kick in. Dabo Swinney at the ACC meetings down in Amelia Island, Florida. The ACC meetings, kind of weird right now because you got North Carolina in the building, Florida State in the building, Clemson in the building, all talking about the greatness of the conference, but also all trying to leave the conference.
All right, I was going to ask if they're all like sitting in their own corner, but they're already doing that anyway. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's
that table's got to be real weird, right?
Let's go to
the Wake Forest delegation. We love everything. Let's go to the Virginia delegation. We love everything. Let's go to the Florida State delegation. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
What do we say? I don't know what we're supposed to say.
I'm here so I don't get fined.
We love the big ACC. Yeah.
ACC.
It anyway. Just me. No, that's not. What is the ACC slogan? Do they have one?
ACC, we play basketball.
We still exist.
We're here too.
Yeah.
We're here. Okay.
We still exist. The Pac-12 doesn't.
So while Dabo Swinney is down there at the ACC meetings, he sat in on one of the talk shows on the ACC network, and they decided to bring up the fact that there are across America, in all of college football, there are four teams that did not accept an incoming transfer portal player. The Air Force Academy, West Point Military Academy, and the Naval Academy, and Clemson. One of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong. Anyway, Clemson, one of four teams, and the only non-military academy to not accept an incoming transfer portal player.
Three of the teams you salute this way. The other one you salute another way, but I don't do that. I don't do that.
Dabo got asked on the ACC network, hey, you didn't sign any transfer portal players, Dabs. Why come? And Dabo said this. So there you go. That's what Dabo had to say. A couple of things from Dabo's answer. Let's start with this. Was it kind of cheesy? Yeah, of course it was. But that's kind of Dabo. I've told you guys that many times. The perspective nationally of Dabo Swinney is that he's kind of corny. He's kind of cheesy. He's kind of a yokel. I've also told you, you shouldn't give a flying what the rest of the nation feels about Dabo Swinney. That's your guy. You should not care if everybody else thinks he's cheesy, corny, whatever. You shouldn't care. He's your guy. He's won you natties. And if you believe he can still do that again, then that's your guy, ride or die. Okay? But to address what Dabo Swinney said, there's a couple of other comments that I want to get to. Number one, I do think we have to point out, because I do think that this has been lost in the sauce, as the expression goes. Clemson did reach out to transfer portal guys. In fact, if I recall correctly, they reached out to like four or five or six different offensive linemen that were in the transfer portal. And none of those transfer portal players selected Clemson as their destination.
Ooh, can we speculate?
If you would like to, that is kind of what we do.
There's either not enough money or they don't like cows.
I'm going to go with the cows thing. I'm going to go with the cows thing. No, what I am going to go with is two things. Number one, when the perspective of Dabs is that he's not a big fan of portal guys, then if I'm a portal guy, why do I want to play for him? I'm not saying that's true or it's not. I'm saying that is the national perspective.
To be the first one?
Well, you wouldn't be the first one. Clemson has brought in portal guys before.
Are you serious?
It's very rare.
I have heard people say on these airwaves that they don't do that.
What I am saying, and that is kind of why I am bringing this up, I do think it has gotten lost in the sauce a little bit that Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department and football program did indeed reach out to multiple players within the transfer portal. It's just that none of them selected Clemson as their landing destination.
That's not how he made that sound, though.
Of course it's not.
So that's hypocritical, isn't it?
No, it's not, because he did start his answer off by saying, we did not take guys intentionally. We didn't intentionally end up with zero transfer portal players. He said, we gotta like them, and they gotta like us too. That is quite literally how he started his response. His response. We gotta like them, and they gotta like us too. And none of them did. But my follow-up editorializing on that would be this. Why would a transfer portal guy sincerely look at Clemson as a destination when the perspective, because again, like it or not, perspective is reality to people. When the perspective of the head coach is that he does not like portal guys, and in the way that he talks about them, makes it sound as if he feels that they are guys who lack commitment, guys who lack dedication, guys who lack loyalty.
So is he wrong?
That's up to you to decide. Okay? My opinion's irrelevant. All that matters is the opinion of the players that are in the portal that Clemson targeted and did not get.
I was just curious about your opinion.
Yes, I think he's wrong.
Okay.
I absolutely think he's wrong.
I think he's right. So
okay. It does, right. But again, like we can go back and forth and have many times on this exact discussion.
And hopefully we'll again, although after today I'm not quite sure, you know.
None of that matters. Hardest thing in the world to recognize is that sometimes your opinion don't mean jack to anybody. And right now, in this case, it's one of them. Because how you feel about a portal guy and how I feel about a portal guy and how Jim Bob feels about a portal guy, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is how portal guys feel about how Dabo feels about portal guys. And when the perspective on your head coach, whether true or not, is that he's out there saying, if you're in the portal, you like dedication. If you're in the portal, you lack commitment. If you're in the portal, you lack whatever, loyalty, whatever. If that's how Dabo makes it sound that he feels about portal guys, why in the hell would a portal guy want to go play for a coach that is roundabout dissing me, as the expression goes?
All right. In my opinion, none of what you just said is the reason. In my opinion, it's money. Because according to a lot of coaches who are no longer coaching because they got out of it because of all the money, notable names, I think that they didn't offer enough.
Well, seems like that's a problem you might want to work on fixing then.
And that's how it works in most jobs.
Yeah.
With paid employees.
Yes, it is.
So you just admitted they're paid employees. I'm out.
Okay, you kind of trap-doored me there a little
like
bit.
Like you don't ever do that to me.
I rolled a nat one on initiative is what just happened right there. That's a nerd joke, and if you got it, we're friends. So if that is the case, and again, it could be any one of these reasons, and it could be any one of these reasons and a different reason for every single player that Dabo reached out to and got none of. For one guy, it could be there's not enough NIL money on the table at Clemson. And let's again point out the fact that as Dabo Swinney, the perspective on Dabo Swinney, true or not, irrelevant, the perspective on Dabo Swinney is that Dabo's not an NIL guy, and Dabo's not a guy that's going to help you facilitate NIL money if you end up here. Whereas other coaches are going out of their way to make sure that you have, if not the money, the opportunity to make it. So if you're in the portal and you're a former four-star recruited offensive tackle, a position of need for the Clemson Tigers, and you got Dabo over here who, again, perspective is reality, is saying, if you're in the portal, you lack commitment and drive and loyalty and dedication, and I'm not going to do anything to help you get NIL money. You're on your own, Chief. And then over here, you got Kalen DeBoer at Alabama who's going, not only am I going to bend over backwards to make sure that you are in a position to make NIL money, but on top of that, I think portal guys are great. Then why would I go play for Dabo when I got this other guy who's pumping me up and gassing me up as opposed to this guy who's saying everybody who does what I do are losers, effectively? Why would I go play for that guy? So
I looked it up, by the way. Clemson does have NIL collectors.
Of course they do. Of course they do, but there is a difference
but
between...
But why would you have one of those when the main source of a collective would be football, right? Why would you have one of those if... Well, anyway.
Again, it does not matter what is reality. Of course, Clemson, everybody has an NIL collective. Everybody's got one. But there is a difference between having one and saying, like, I don't know, pulling an example out of a hat here, Mike Norvell, who works with the NIL collective, although they caught the ban on the NFL NIL collective for a handful of years because of some, we'll say impropriety, although I question that That's a different story for a different time. South Carolina's got one. And Shane Beamer works with the NIL Collective to make sure that they and the football program are hand in hand properly to make sure that guys in the team are able to have opportunity. How many of y'all have heard Dabo Swinney say a good thing about the NIL Collective? I'm not saying say something about, I'm saying say a good thing, a driving factor should be the head coach, and I don't feel like he is. And if he's not and I'm a kid, then why would I go to a place where the coach doesn't support the collective, a collective that is designed to help me make some money? I, personally, Rob Brown, apparently a lady of the night, would absolutely want that because that's where the money's at, okay? Call me the W word if you want to. Sure, I do most things that I do for money. I'm a big fan. I'd like a lot more of it. So every time that Lonzo brings up my 36 jobs, I promise you, I don't do any of them for free. I do them out of love. I do them out of concern. I do them out of care and compassion and growth. But I also don't do them for free.
37. Did you lose a job? It's an off-season.
It's off-season.
So yeah, okay.
It's
off-season. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, drop one because it's off-season. The point here is all of this. I get that Dabo, here's a text. I'll read you a text that we just got in a second ago. In fact, I'm even going to go make sure that I pull up the full text. The full text reads, Dabo wants all roster spots for coaches' kids or certain types of kids. Look at the amount of Daniel Lyons on the roster. Why don't they win state every year if they have that many D1 players? I absolutely do think that Dabo wants certain guys on the roster. And I think Dabo wants Clemson men on the roster. And I respect it. I'm not bashing him for it. I'm not beating him up for it. I'm telling you why you're not getting the portal guys. That's it. I'm not bashing Dabo for it. What I am saying is what I said on yesterday's radio broadcast. To me, now that the portal's been in effect for a few years, now that NIL's been in effect for a few years, to me, all of this, well, it's a new age of college football. That's got to go. No, it's not. No, it's not. We are 3-4 years deep into this now. We are multiple seasons deep. That is not an excuse anymore. Zoe and I have been in the morning slot for 7 months now, 6 months.
Dude, I don't know.
Whatever. Let's say 6 months. If I come in here and I make morning show mistakes 6 months in, do you think I get to go to the boss's office and go, it's a new time slot, boss. Of course, I'm getting used to it. No. It's been 6 months. Get your act together, man.
I think it might be 8.
8 months. Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah. Get your bleep together, dog. And that's kind of what I'm saying here. So if Dabo wants to, as we said yesterday on the show, if he wants to run it that direction and say, I don't want portal guys, or I only want special portal players, great. That's absolutely fine. It's your program. You have earned the right to run it as you wish. But if you're going to run it that way, I expect results from you running it that way. That's why I've said, Clemson fans, I am holding your feet to the fire this season. This is not something I've done in years past. This isn't my style of radio, but I am committed to this now. I'm holding your feet to the fire. I want preseason, what you consider to be a successful season. I want it marked down. And at the end of the year, if you do not meet that success, then I want to know what you're going to do. Are you going to hold Dabo's feet to the fire? Are you going to let him off the hook because he won you some championships 5 years ago? What are we going to do here? Because he's running his way, and I'm good with it. But the new era of college football stuff is over. We're past it. It's not new anymore. It's been around for years. We're past it. This response is the problem. And oh, by the way, I respect the hell out of the highest graduation rate in college football. Good. That's spectacular. How many of y'all bought tickets to go see graduation this year? How many of you bought tickets to go cheer on your wide receiver getting his degree? Zero of you. Not one. Not one. You fired Randy Shannon at Miami years ago with a high graduation rate. No arrest at Miami. And they fired him. You want results? Or do you want to be able to brag about how great your graduation rates are? You let me know, Clemson fans. Back after this with Fight Club on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Time to jump into the Fight Club, the only place where Rob and I don't fight, which is just weird. I just thought about that. We don't really fight in the Fight Club. We fight everywhere else.
Yeah, we've had a couple of ghosts.
Not many. Not like the last couple days.
Yeah.
No. All right. Rob wants to talk about Tyson Fury. Here's the reason why I don't want to talk about Tyson Fury, but we can talk about Tyson Fury. It's that I don't think he's losing ever again. He'll retire without losing again. I just don't think anyone can compete with him. And apparently he's in great shape this time, singing Mr. Brightside, which I still don't understand. You guys are so weird that you like that song. I mean, it's voyeurism. I mean, if you obviously everybody, including Tyson Fury, likes to watch. But it's I know you think Usyk has the best chance to dethrone the Gypsy King. What does Vegas say about that?
Vegas has Tyson Fury listed as a slight fit, like edge favorite. I think they've got, last I checked, in fact, I'll go look at the odds one more time again. But the last I checked, Usyk was a slight dog and slight plus money. I want to say he was checking in at like plus 110 when I looked it up, and I'm working on finding it here on... BetMGM, of course, sponsor of the lovely BetQL Network. Tyson Fury is minus 120, and Alexander Usyk is plus 120. So it's a slight favor to Tyson Fury. You can go with the split decision draw at 11-1. But minus 120, plus 120 to Fury and Usyk, respectively. As far as this fight goes, I will absolutely agree. I think Tyson Fury is... Scratch that. I'm not going to say he's a better boxer. I actually think Alexander Usyk is a better technical boxer than Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is a survivor. Tyson Fury is a guy who can take the best shots of some of the best boxers on the planet to the chin and either not go down or, when he does, get back up. We have seen Deontay Wilder hit him with some of the best stuff he's got. He's gone down. He's gotten back up. We have seen Anthony Joshua hit him with some of the best stuff he's got. He goes down. He gets back up. He is, he's got a concrete jaw, does Tyson Fury. I think Usyk is a more technical boxer. In fact, if I am in the camp for Alexander Usyk, I am telling him, this isn't a strategy in heavyweight fights. Heavyweight fights, the strategy is make that guy go night-night. For me, if I'm in the camp Usyk, even though I get a little apprehensive about having Alexander Usyk go title distance rounds, I am telling him, if this goes to a decision, I'm good with it, right? If you can stretch this fight out multiple rounds and make this go decision, it is, if it goes to a decision, and it won't, it's a heavyweight fight, but if it goes to a decision, Usyk will win this fight. He is a more technical fighter. The problem he has is if you go in a decision, that's a lot of time for Tyson Fury to make you go night-night. So if you let Fury wear himself out trying to throw big haymaker punches to put you to sleep, and you can steal around here and around there and take it the distance, Usyk wins the fight. The reason Fury is a favorite in this is because he does not get knocked out. You can't knock him out, and Usyk can be knocked out. There's your difference.
Well, I wish, and I know they bring in a lot of money, but I wish boxing and other sports like MMA would follow what other sports are doing and go to stream and be PLEs and not PPVs, because PPVs are too expensive.
All right. I'm buying this one, by the way.
Are you?
This is the boxing match. This is it.
What time of the next day will it be on? Well, no, it's in Saudi Arabia.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
So it'll be on during the day.
Fight card starts at 2 p.m. That fight probably be around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Yeah, no, I'm buying that fight. That fight will be on while I am doing the show Saturday.
Okay. All right. I didn't think about being in Saudi.
Yep.
I'm still not going to buy it because he's going to win. All right. Raw was in Greenville Monday. Rob has yeeted. And so my question, because I know I have this in my mind, and I think we've had this discussion before, what in wrestling throughout history have you not got to do crowd participation-wise? Because that's one of the funnest parts. Even me, Mr. Be Still and wish everyone would sit down so I could see the show, I have participated in Finn Balor's thing back in the day. I wanted to go there to get to do that. I was a Firefly, thank goodness, finally, before RIP Bray Wyatt passed away, one of the last ones to get to do it. What is something you never got to do that you'd want to do?
Ooh, that's a great question. I got to see the NWO and the Wolfpack when I was a kid, so I didn't miss out on that. I got to do the the DX thing with DX one time at a house show in Pensacola, Florida, 100,000 years ago. So I got to do that. I got to do Daniel Bryan's Yes Chant at WrestleMania 30, one of my favorite sporting events of my lifetime. I've gotten to sing Seth Rollins' theme song. That was great. Dude,
it's not really singing. You're just woeing, but I mean, you know.
Still great. I'm struggling because I go to wrestling shows. I've been going to wrestling shows my whole life. I'm trying to think of something big crowd participation-wise that I've missed. And
it doesn't sound like
I know there is something. I just don't know what it is.
I mean, it's you've been present for quite a few.
Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was in my what do you call it? What do you call it from when you're like a kid, like 3 to 8, and you're in my childhood? We had my dad had a friend, Mr. Butch and Brenda Slusreski. They worked for my dad, and they were huge wrestling fans. So my dad liked wrestling. So we would all go to wrestling shows together. And at the time, Pensacola wasn't big on the map, so we got house shows all the time. Mm-hmm. But still, house shows, they trot out the stars to let them stay in shape.
Yeah, some of the fun is at a house show.
Hell
because
yeah.
They loosen up a little bit more.
Hell yeah. I don't know why I turned. Hell yeah. I am trying to think of some of the biggest crowd participation things, and I'm struggling to come up with one that I wasn't fortunate enough to get to do at least once at a house show.
All right, I can name one that you haven't got to do yet.
Okay.
And this happened last night in AEW. I got to jump into this. It was a chant that was chanted at Chris Jericho, and it was, "Please retire."
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think I was very excited when Jericho became a part of AEW because out of the gate, a lot of great up-and-coming indie wrestlers that I was very excited were going to get TV time, but they also needed that star power to get the attention. The problem down the pipe is not that Jericho is there. It's that any time that anyone gets any momentum at all, Jericho is immediately attached to it, and he will change an entire gimmick. And we made a mistake. Me made a mistake in talking about how much credit Chris Jericho should get for being constantly able to evolve himself.
Reinvent himself, yeah.
Because the problem is now every time anybody gets over at all, Jericho's like, oh, I got a gimmick that I can attach to that, and it's like, it's bogged down Hook, it's bogged down Big Bill, it's bogged down Swerve, it's bogged down Hangman, it's bogged down everybody, it's bogged down Ricky Starks, who was on his way to superstardom at one point, and that guy's leaving to go to WWE in the near future because Jericho bogged him down so much it took all of his heat away.
All right, Damian Priest sat right over there, and I'm pointing where he was sitting, in that chair. Are you okay with Damian Priest heading towards being a babyface? And can he be a babyface and be in Judgment Day?
Am I okay with him being a babyface? Yes, I am.
He started out as a babyface, if I recall, in NXT.
He did. I think he heel turned real quick, though.
Yeah.
But I think he briefly debuted as a babyface, really quick heel turn to the other direction.
He was a babyface when he was with Bad Bunny the first time.
Correct. And then obviously they had a heel turn going back the other direction as well for the Puerto Rico fight, which was, again, that story he told about having to fight to get that show and how much it meant to him was incredible. Again, podcast available at thefanupstate.com. If you missed our 40-minute conversation with Damian Priest, I keep wanting to call him Damian Archer, Damian Priest this week. I am good with him being a babyface. I think he could be a babyface. I think they lean into kind of the background and some of the stories that he told us to make that happen. On top of that, I think if he does go babyface, the very first feud he has is Remnants of the Judgment Day, including Dom Mysterio.
Well,
and I think that could be phenomenal.
He's already kind of turned, when he's going up against Drew, which is going to happen, he's going to end up being the babyface, and Drew's going to be the heel.
By the way, troll heel Drew McIntyre is the best thing in the world right now.
He finally found something that works
so
for him.
Good.
All right, last thing. Liv Morgan's body cam footage has been released from where she was arrested several months ago. In it, the policeman is reading through her diary.
Real creepy, dude.
Yes.
Real not cool.
And then he finds her SmackDown card because her real name is not Liv Morgan. And he's like, oh, and then he fanboys about it.
Yep.
Is that
real not cool?
Why would you release that now? Because she's on the edge of doing something really big, and it's odd timing for that to be released.
I don't think it has anything to do with wrestling. I don't think it's connected to anything to do with wrestling. I think that is probably the result of some sort of internal investigation that somebody put a FOIA act in on that body cam footage and they let it go. What I will say is that is creepy as hell. And as I told somebody at the show on Monday, you know what the only thing that makes me embarrassed to be a wrestling fan is? Other wrestling fans. Honestly, it's the only thing that makes me embarrassed to be wrestling fans is some of the wrestling fans that are out there being connected to these weirdos, and no one is immune from that.
All right, speculation, and we speculated this, that she's going to try. It's a love triangle. It's a derailing of the Judgment Day. Will this, you think, release of this footage cause them to change their mind about what they're doing with Liv?
No, I don't think so. I think Liv made a mistake. I think Liv has done her punishment for that.
I think the hook is quicker now with Triple H in charge than it was when Vince was
I agree with that, but I think this is one of those spots where Liv got embarrassed. Let's be real. She was out of the picture for a very long time, and when she came back, she has, with this Liv Revenge Tour thing, organically gotten over. I'm not, to be honest, I'm not a big Liv Morgan fan. I don't think she's all that great, to be honest with you. But she is over, and that's all that matters. I think they can backseat this and make it, I don't want to say go away, but like I think she's kind of served the time. I will say if anything like it happens again, she gets the hook. But she also got the benefit of being fast-tracked by having Becky get injured there for a little while. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But she is, as of right now, the number one seller of merch of all women in that company. And at the end of the day, whether it's Paul Levesque or anybody else, if you're selling merch, you're going to the top of the card. Welcome. Every decision is a money decision. Texter says, shocker, 1%er Rob can't think of anything he hasn't done. I don't know what you tell me. My life's awesome, and you should all be jealous. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Run it back! Run it back! So good, we're doing it again. What didn't we get to? There's something we didn't get to?
I swear I fixed it. You even heard me say that I fixed it. I think I'm calling sabotage.
Nothing, like the Beastie Boys.
Nothing that important.
All right, let's get to a couple more stories before we get up out of here for the day, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the ACC meetings a little bit earlier in the day. They're taking place down in Amelia Island, Florida. Right now, of course, you have the unruly children of FSU and Clemson and probably North Carolina a little bit up there as well, while you have Jim Phillips and the folks trying to get everything together and create what he referred to as a, quote, really good ending, end quote. One of the big conversations that is going on right now is the new CFP distribution model, where the SEC and Big Ten will each get about 29% of the annual distribution, with the ACC and Big 12 receiving around 17 and 15% percent, respectively. The SEC and Big Ten schools will earn in excess of $70 million annually, with the ACC at least $20 million behind. Florida State Athletic Director Michael Alford went on the record and said, with the CFP numbers, we are now talking about being $40 million behind every single year. And that is correct from what we're able to tell. That is correct. Jim Phillips was asked about that as well. He said, quote, we're not standing still. We're trying to address that gap. Great. How? You see what the problem is here? How? This is why I am curious as to how long the ACC and Florida State, the ACC and Clemson, will be fighting each other, because you got the folks in the ACC that are out there saying, oh, we're not standing still. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. And yet, there doesn't seem to be a plan. There doesn't really seem to be a plan. There doesn't seem to really be anything other than add a couple more members. And again, I told you, to me, they didn't add SMU and Stanford and Cal because they were going to boost revenue in the conference. No, no. They added those schools to increase the number. You got to get under a certain threshold in order for the television contracts to be vacated and all that. And when those schools got ditched and left out in the cold and the ACC brought them in, do you think they were going to turn around and immediately vote to leave the conference and disband the conference? No, of course not. They just found a place where they are going to get a payout larger than what they would have gotten had they stayed pat. So, of course, they're not going to vote, because they're not. Those schools aren't catching SEC or Big Ten invites. And if you're not catching an SEC or a Big Ten invite, you're absolutely not leaving the Atlantic Coast Conference. Those schools were brought in to lock up Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, and whoever else might be willing to move. But here's the thing. At the end of all of this, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. The SEC and the Big Ten have created a world. I'm not blaming them, bashing them, hating on them for it, because this is a dog-eat-dog world, as the expression goes. You're either making more money or you're losing. Those are the only two options. That is the world that we live in. Quoted in an article popped up on Yahoo Sports, written by Ross Dellinger. He quoted, as he is covering ACC Media Days live in Amelia Island, Florida, he quoted one ACC administrator is saying, quote, now, look, it would have been the smart thing to do. The SEC and Big Ten have cut us open, and they're just watching us bleed out. End quote. Here's the thing. I have a sincere question. What's the other option? What can be done? I have said, I'm pretty sure since I got here, coming up on 5 years ago, I have said the two conference model is inevitable. There's no world in which we don't go in that direction. There's no world in which we don't end up there. I don't like it. In fact, I despise it, but it doesn't matter how I feel. It does not matter. Did I ever grab that?
You've done this multiple times today, either towards me or towards yourself. Yes.
Yeah, I know. But I got. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. No, I actually haven't grabbed a, it doesn't matter what you think. Guess I got a job to do after the show. Point here is, doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what you think.
You don't need that.
It doesn't matter what you think. It's irrelevant what you think. All that matters is the Big Ten and the SEC have a way to make more money. And right now, watching the ACC die is long-term investment for those two conferences.
You want a solution for the ACC, I have a solution for the ACC.
Fire away.
Dissolve.
I mean, that's not a solution for the ACC. That's a solution for Clemson and Florida State and North Carolina, potentially Virginia, Miami, Duke, whoever can catch an invite.
It's going to be hard for them to make equal money no matter what.
Oh, it's going, let's be clear, impossible for them to make equal money. It is going to be impossible for them. But this is what I've pointed out in the past. The folks in the ACC office, they don't care. They don't care. They want that conference to stay relevant. They want that conference to, you know, exist so that everybody in that conference can keep making money. And for the record, the smaller schools in the conference, the less crown jewel conference members want it to exist as well. Because, again, there is a world in which we end up with two college footballs. You have the SEC and the Big Ten and whatever governing structure they end up under, whether it's the NCAA or they decide, screw it, we're going to go off on our own and create our own governing body and we'll just run college football apart from everything else, which is, again, I think the direction that we end up going in. And then everybody else, Syracuse and Bowling Green and all those schools, they end up in a lesser world of college football. They end up in the UFL of college football. And you'll have ESPN and Fox and CBS that are spending millions and millions of their own dollars to carry the games of Alabama and Clemson and Florida State and South Carolina. And then you'll have everybody else that enters this new world where they got to figure out how to survive without it. And again, it will happen because, as we've pointed out, smaller scale college football has been happening forever in this country, right? The Furmans and the Woffords have been playing football for as long as any of us can remember. And they don't have the benefit of television contracts from ESPN and CBS and Fox and NBC. They don't have that, but they figure out how to put those dollars together to make sure that they can play football. It's still going to happen. It's just that all of the fanfare that comes along with all of it is going to go away. And every now and then, some of the schools like Syracuse are going to go from being schools playing in a major conference to the schools that once or twice a year have to feed themselves to an SEC or a Big Ten school so that they can catch a check for a couple of milli and float everything else in their program. And that's all this administrator is saying, because the SEC and the Big Ten don't have to do anything. They just got to sit back, collect bigger and bigger checks, watch the other conferences die, pick the carcasses of who they want, and then we will be in that landscape of two-conference college football. It is the future.
And the future of this show is me asking Rob what the X is going on, and he will let all of us know because he knows everything, not only ball, but everything else. The first thing that's Xing is Deshaun Watson.
LaMelo Ball, you're off the hook, dog.
I was going to say, way to go. I was going to ask you if you were going to apologize.
LaMelo, you're off the hook. No, it's still a bad tattoo. It's just, this is somehow worse. Deshaun Watson Because right now, for whatever reason, the new fad with athletes is like full back tats. Like complicated. Anthony Davis got one of Anthony Davis. We all talked about LaMelo's on the stream with the what was it? The whatever one, Fearless or whatever his back tattoo said. Deshaun is the latest to join that fad. He got a full back piece. And on that back piece, right in the middle, are three rings. One of them is a ring for his high school state championship. One of them is a ring from his Clemson college football national championship. And the third is a Super Bowl ring for the Super Bowl that he, and this is true, I looked it up, hasn't won yet. He tattooed a blank Super Bowl ring on his back so that he can go in and fill that ring in when he inevitably wins it. Ladies and gentlemen, I admire confidence. I admire the belief in yourself to accomplish great things. I am right there with you. But this is kind of taking it a little too far. This is the, you know how every year they got that, like the local news loves to find the story of that one guy who went and before the season started got the Clemson National Champions 2024 tattoo, and then they ride that out through the end of the year, and that's a story because you know either way that guy's either going to have the greatest day of his life or we're going to make fun of him for like a very long time. Deshaun just did this with his whole ass back. Incredible.
It is a trend. Eventually, it's going to be the norm, whether you like it or not. And
I don't care about getting the tattoos. Yeah. Live your best life. It's you. All express yourself how you want. You have my full belief. Color your hair, paint your fingernails, get a tattoo on your back. I don't care. Live your best life. But getting a tattoo of a Super Bowl ring when you have not, it's not like Deshaun's been knocked out of the AFC Championship game a few times. You've never sniffed one, dog. What are you doing?
What's that thing on your forearm?
It's a tattoo.
What's it say?
It says stay focused. It is to stay focused, for sure. You know what I did not go do? I did not go tattoo Rob Brown, nationally syndicated multimillionaire radio show host, on my arm. Because that would have been ridiculous.
Your arm's not that big. It wouldn't have fit. That's really small print. The next thing that's X-ing is Happy Gilmore 2.
Netflix has ordered a sequel to Happy Gilmore. Which is explains the reason why Adam Sandler the other day went on Instagram and did the Happy Gilmore golf swing on a golf course and actually kind of cranked the golf ball when he did it.
He can still do it. He looks like he's in pretty good shape.
Got a rip. And, of course, called out Shooter McGavin at the end of it.
Who has answered and said, I'm back.
He's incredible. The guy who played Shooter McGavin, and I don't even know his name, but I will by the end of this because he's an incredible dude.
McDonald?
By the way, what I understand.
Is it Christopher McDonald?
No idea. What I do know is that if you see this cat in an airport or whatever, if you meet this guy out and about, he will 100% take a photo and do the shooter thing with you. It's phenomenal. I love this cat, and I'm very glad this is happening.
It is Christopher McDonald. Thank you very much.
Outstanding. I will tell you, I am not a big Adam Sandler guy. Happy Gilmore, I loved.
He's hit or miss. I mean, the big movies like that, like Waterboy, I mean, those are often quoted. And
absolutely.
And, you know, Waterboy you should love because
Gatorade.
It's a bunch of people. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Does it bother you that it's not going on the big screen, but it's going on Netflix?
No.
A lot of his stuff lately has been going on Netflix.
Has been. The here's the thing. Movie theater's going by the wayside. Streaming is where it's at nowadays.
Yeah,
it's just it's more cost effective. You're going to get more watch out of it. And on top of that, it cost me, as we pointed out, we've had this conversation before. It cost me $90 for me and the fiance to go to a movie in a given night. I pay $17 a month to have Netflix and I get 1,000 movies. Like, it just makes sense to stay home and buy a big ass TV.
All right. The last thing that's X-ing is Ricky Starks.
Yeah, that dude's going to WWE.
He also says he doesn't know why he's not on TV.
Yeah, no, he's going to WWE. You don't openly complain like that unless either A, you're basically going, Tony, you re-sign me and you put me on TV for a lot more money, or I'm going to check out my friend Hunter. By the way, you know who Ricky Stark's best friend is? Cody freaking Rhodes. You don't think Cody's willing to put a good word to Paul Levesque over there? Of course he is. That's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow for a Freaky Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.